Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Okay, Mary, I guess we have a problem, Mary, with that hot news or not news, because we had a text as well. People who had smallpox vaccines up until 1972. So I remember that disc on my arm as well. I don't remember that that was from smallpox vaccine.
That's what I thought it was for.
In all fairness, in the story, it says that thousands of people who were inoculated against smallpox in the 1800s have since dropped dead.
Well, they'd be dead anyway, wouldn't
they? That's the point, Mary.
that's kind of what
it was. It didn't say everyone who's gotten the vaccine has dropped dead. It just says every American who got a smallpox vaccine in the 19th century is deceased, and that everyone who got one in the 1800s have since dropped dead.
That 19th century part kind of got by, Alex, I think. All right, thanks for the clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman Thomas is in the studio. Roll up your sleeve. Do you have a smallpox vaccine? You're too young, I think.
Maybe. Too young.
How are you, man?
I got one. I'm great. I'm excellent. I'm really, really excited to be here.
Oh, have we talked in person or only on the phone?
Only on the phone.
So you, I don't need to tell you, but you're huge now, you know. I'm looking up on the Today Show. I see you. I do a Google of Sherman Thomas, and I don't get your TikTok feed anymore. I get all your media hits.
That's good and bad. I'm hoping it goes back to the TikTok feed just because that's what I want to be known for, you know, the work I do.
All right, so tell people who don't remember from the last couple times you're on about your feed and what you're doing.
Well, I call myself combating all the negative news that comes out of Chicago. And more importantly, I'm trying to prove to the world that everything great about America either comes from Chicago or was made in Chicago or made better by Chicago. So I just tell Chicago history facts on my TikTok feed.
And this started because you were trying to... Somehow there was a deal with your daughter and her homework, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not necessarily her homework, but I have an eight-year-old daughter that's really into TikTok, and she wanted to go viral dancing. So I was trying to get her to do Chicago facts to go viral.
And your dad drove you around town and kept pointing out, doing dad things, right? This is where this happened, this is where that happened.
Yeah, he was a Chicago policeman for 30 years, and so it wasn't necessarily just crime, but like you say, this was here before.
Right.
Yeah.
It drives my kids crazy.
He didn't take expressways.
No, just for that reason, right?
Just for that reason.
And so you started this TikTok feed, 60-second sort of lessons in history. How many have you done now?
I just counted today. I've done 165.
Wow, and that's within 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah, since about Thanksgiving, yeah.
Thanksgiving, okay. And do you have a favorite one so far?
Oh, that's a tough one. I love dibs.
Yeah,
That's just a very,
Dibs was an early one.
Yeah, very early. And just a good, cool story. I really like the stuff I'm doing now. Like I'm doing top 10 Southside basketball players, right? So I'm going to do West Side.
Okay. And that was, I just saw that feed. Who was on the top 10 basketball?
Oh, man, I should remember it. I did it, right?
I just had it in front of me.
but I know Quentin Richardson was on there. Nate Anderson was on there. I got in a whole lot of trouble for leaving Ben Wilson off of the list.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We didn't see enough, you know. We just didn't see enough. But Derrick Rose was number one. D-Wade was number two. Anthony Davis,
I'm a Marquette boy, so D-Wade, I'm all over D-Wade.
What was that point guard name that they had out of Whitney Young?
Whitney Young, they had Doc Rivers years ago out of Maywood.
Yeah, but when D-Wade was there, he had the point guard to play with Quentin. That was really, really
good. Dreams, right? They made hoop dreams about him. We're talking to Sherman Thomas about his 60-second history lessons. What I love history, so you just posted something from the Wigwam where Abraham Lincoln was nominated by the Republican Party to be president, right?
Yeah, absolutely, right.
And that's
there.
Just on the near south side?
Oh, no, it's on Lake and Wacker. The monument sits right in the middle of the median. People miss it every day.
I never had any idea of that.
It's right there in the middle of the median.
Is the marker new?
No, it's not new either.
We were talking about you just a couple weeks ago because, and this is the, I know, I'm sure you understand what a hit you've been, but you're also becoming an, I don't want to say influencer because that's a terrible name in social media, but you're becoming an influence. You posted something about the Clark House at the Chicago Women's Park.
Yes.
And the grandson of Bishop Ford saw that. You pointed out that Bishop Ford had an impact in saving that house, and now there's a movement to get recognition there for Bishop Ford.
Not just a hand in saving it. He saved it. We would not have the Clark House if it wasn't for Bishop Ford. And so I think that's an opportunity to show the intersectionality of the city, right? Whatever side of town you're on, you appreciate Chicago's oldest house. But to change the name to the Clark / Ford House is just it gives us a chance to show appreciation for maybe the first Southside preservationist.
Do you take do you see that as your role now, as taking sides or issues, or just pointing out history?
Yes, so
because that's a step.
So sometimes in telling history, you have to pick a side, right? Like, because you know the historical facts and you know what ended up happening.
Right.
And so you have to be truthful. So I don't know if I pick sides necessarily. I just try to remain truthful.
And we're talking to Sherman Thomas. He is the, I'm calling you the TikTok historian. How do people find you? I see you. I follow you on Instagram.
I'm same handle on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. It's the number 6, FIGGA _ Dilla, 6-figure Dilla.
All right. And so what I like about you is that you're driven by not your love of history, but your love of Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Tell me about that.
It's intense. You know, I get emotional sometimes talking about Chicago. For a long time, I was very ashamed of it. Like, how can you be driven to tears by a place? You know what I mean? Like, necessarily not any particular thing, but just the whole thing, right? But it's hard to deny its place in America, right? Every literal thing that's cool about this country, Chicago has its handprint in. And I think if we focused on that a little more, the people in the city would you know, represent themselves a little better.
Yeah, sometimes we walk, just like by the wigwam, we walk by the beauty without taking it in and focus too much on the litter in the streets or the crime or things like that.
I don't know if you just saw, we just got voted number 2.
I know.
Most beautiful city in the world, not just the country, the world.
Now, do you follow Chicago's Party Aunt?
I do.
See, if you're listening out there and you don't know, she's this fictitious sort of character, actually going to have a show on Netflix. But she took that story, Chicago's voted second most beautiful city in the world, and her tweet was, what, was heaven first? Actually, I think Prague was first.
And you can't argue against Prague, I guess.
That's beautiful. I was there a number of years ago. Sherman Thomas, it's great to see you. You still have a full-time job, too?
Yes, sir. I'm area operator with ComEd.
Working for ComEd. Listen, be well. Keep us posted. We'll check in again, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
And tell your daughter thanks for refusing to do Chicago history, so it got you to do it.
Yeah, she says I'm famous because of her, so I hear
of course,
it a lot.
Absolutely. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.